Good morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. For the first 5 years he worked on the Howard County Police Force, Detective Josh Mouton said he wasn't really looking for situations in which women had been forced into the sex trade against their will with no share of the money they were bringing in.
There wasn't anything in place. Human trafficking, it's still somewhat new to law enforcement. I've been doing this for 3 years, this position, and before me, there wasn't even a human trafficking case in Howard County.
We caught up with Mouton Friday evening. He pulled to the shoulder of Route 175 in Columbia to talk on the phone about some of the clues that help him spot a trafficking situation.
The hardest part is interviewing these victims because they very rarely self-identify, very rarely. They either don't realize they're a victim or they're plied with drugs to keep them providing services, so they need this drug, they need this high, or more often than not, it's a love, domestic type of situation.
Detective Mouton said he has tougher state laws to work with now.
About 3 years ago, it used to just be pandering, which is a catch-all, gray kind of prostitution thing. It was really ridiculous. But they enacted these new laws, trafficking, whether it's for compensation or if someone uses force or fraud, coercion. There's different ways, and they're great. The laws are great now. They really give somebody like me some of the teeth to properly charge someone who's using, you know, this girl, but trying to act like they're not doing anything at all. It's nice. I have a lot of options to charge properly.
In particular, Mouton says a 2013 law that lets the state seize assets of someone convicted of trafficking could have a big impact.
There's needs for victims, and there's needs for training for law enforcement. And, you know, obviously it's always, you know, it comes back to, well, how can we pay for this? And so these assets that I was seizing, typically money, but sometimes cars and some jewelry, it was just kind of going into a general fund. And, you know, I think they found that there's a great need for that money to be used properly and certainly for victim services and there's all sorts of training for not just vice detectives, but the patrol officers who are usually coming into contact first with these victims.
Joining us now by phone to discuss why and how Howard County is putting new emphasis on human trafficking is County Executive Alan Kittleman, who finalized the order to create a fund to provide services for human trafficking victims. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And also joining us by phone is Deneen Yates. She's Executive Director of Safe House of Hope, a nonprofit based in Howard County that provides education, training, and support to victims of human trafficking. She's also Deputy Chair of the state's Human Trafficking Task Force. Deneen Yates, welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing?
So, Deneen, very briefly, how much of a problem is human trafficking in Howard County?
I think it's a lot bigger than we think it is, and the more resources we put to looking for victims and looking for cases, the more we see that we need more resources. So there's no research to really show how large it is in any area, but there's many hotels, and there's a lot of girls online, so it's a big issue.
County Executive Kittleman, you're less than a year into this job, and I'm sure you've got lots of issues claiming your attention. Why the focus on human trafficking among your top issues?
Well, I certainly have learned a lot about it in the last 10 months as I got into office, but prior to my coming into office, the Howard County Council had put together a human trafficking task force that provided a report at the end of last year, and part of that report included this fund that you heard the officer talk about, and that's one of the reasons we put that together, because they suggested that we have a forfeiture fund for human trafficking that we can put money toward victim assistance as well as training for law enforcement officers. So that was something I could do by executive order, so I did that with the understanding that we'll put it actually in the budget next year and have a separate fund. Right now it's kind of there because I put it there, but I want to make sure it's actually part of the budget and stays there in the future.
And it's estimated the first year will be about $25,000.
That's what we estimate. Right now, as you know, we have the one police officer, but we're also hiring a second police officer. So we'll have two full-time police officers focusing strictly on human trafficking. We're certainly, as you could hear from the officer earlier, we need that. We need to make sure we have the resources there helping these individuals. And so because of that, we think it'll probably get about 25,000. We're not sure how much it would be. But, of course, half of that would go to help survivors and victims, and half would go to law enforcement.
And Denine Yates, I gather there's not been a decision yet about which that the half that goes to victim services is envisioned to go to one nonprofit or one group that's helping victims.
I really have no idea how they'll split it up. I mean, I know in the Maryland we apply for it as we have victim needs. Victims need housing right away, and they need clothing when they leave. They have nothing. They're not allowed to leave their trafficker with anything but the clothes on their back.
So, yes, Sheila, I say we haven't made that decision either. We certainly are going to be looking at different organizations. My hope is it goes to a nonprofit, something similar to Safe House of Hope, but just to make sure that it provides, like she says, the housing, also counseling and other support services. So we'll be looking at that as the fund grows.
That's Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman here on Maryland Morning 88.1. He last month set up a fund to channel seized assets of convicted traffickers into enforcement and into services. Also with us is Denine Yates, Executive Director of Safe House of Hope, a nonprofit that provides services to victims of human trafficking. Denine Yates, and you mentioned this in passing too. One of the things that Detective Mouton told us is that in the last 5 years or so, human trafficking has completely moved online. All the activity, he said, is marketed on the internet, not on the street. I gather that matches what you've seen too?
Yeah, I would say 80% to 90%. I mean, every day a woman has a quota for her trafficker, and if she doesn't make her quota online, then literally she could be outside of the hotel from 9 to 10 to make the room fee for the day. So other than short stints on the street, almost all is online.
Well, I'm trying to get a sense, and I know your nonprofit is based in Howard County. You serve on a statewide task force. How can a county have much impact on something that is online and in many places?
Well, we actually do online outreach. So we run an ad in the same place that clients put their ads so that they can see our ad is there. We have a drop-in center that women can come to in Howard County on Thursdays. And you'd be surprised by texting and calling people how many people just want an option to get out.
So you find that there are some victims. I mean, one of the things that you heard Detective Mouton told us was that victims often don't self-identify as victims.
They never self-identify, and it takes between 3 months and 2 years to get someone to actually realize that they were a victim.
But then they often are eager to get out.
Well, you don't have to see yourself as a victim to see that you're in a place you don't want to be in.
Gotcha. Well, County Executive Kittleman, I'm just trying to get a sense of whether you worry that if Howard County does a terrific job of enforcement, the problem just moves someplace up or down 95.
Well, I want to make sure we do the best enforcement we can, but I'm sure we'll be working with the state police and our other local jurisdictions to help whatever we can. We're also looking at putting in local legislation. Right now in Maryland, it's my understanding that Charles County, and I think it's Washington County, have local bills that govern the regulation of massage establishments, and that's certainly where a lot of this occurs. And so we'll be asking the Howard County delegation to put in local legislation this year that would allow us to have some regulation authority and licensing authority, just to give more tools to our police officers to be able to regulate and to make sure that we can do the best we can to try to stop this.
Do you find, as you talk, when you talk to officials in other counties, that this is a high priority elsewhere too?
I do. I mean, I haven't had that much discussion with other folks about this. I have a little bit, but certainly all the local county executives that I've talked to and county council members want to make sure they can stop this. And, you know, I tell you, a lot of people think in Howard County, if it's happening in Howard County, gosh, it must be happening everywhere, because people think Howard County is a special place, and it really is. I've lived here all my life, but we have issues too, and we have to make sure we address those. And so regardless of what anyone else is doing, Howard County is going to make sure that we take leadership to help it not happen in Howard County. And the stories I've heard, Sheila, just break your heart. I'm a father of two daughters, and to hear about these middle school age young women being coerced into this, and you know, Deneen's exactly right. They think they're doing it because they love this person or whatever, and it's just so sad to see what happens. And so, you know, I don't think we can put enough resources. We'll put as much as we possibly can, but there can never be enough resources to make sure we stop this.
Deneen, we have just a minute or so left, so it's probably not fair to ask you such a big question, but what is your priority for what else needs to be done?
We need to do the preventative work in schools, in middle schools and high schools with parents and children, and we need to address the demand issue. This is a demand-supply issue. So it's $33 billion worldwide, 12.9 million in the U.S. spent on sex for money. So, you know, we could also address the demand issue and do reverse things and other stop, you know, $1,500 for the first time offense. I think we could get somewhere.
I appreciate you both talking to us about it. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
Alan Kittleman is the Howard County executive who set in stone the creation of the Human Trafficking Fund. Deneen Yates is executive director of Safe House of Hope, a nonprofit that works with victims of human trafficking. She's also deputy chair of the state's Human Trafficking Task Force. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, including more of our conversation with Detective Josh Mouton. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, looking into the power and risks of drone strikes. Stay with us on 88.1.